It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to my right, on this occasion, to my right is...
just realised my...
Your bars ain't going to work.
My bars ain't going to work, man.
Because if you're listening, you won't be able to tell. But if you're watching on the YouTube, always check the visuals. We're in a new room. And I love, it's an upgrade.
New room, who this?
I love to say it's because we got our money up, we got the money right, but it's just an administration.
Getting the keys to this room in installments.
Administration error on the part of our booker.
Oh, you're right. I fucked up. It's my bad. This room's a lovely looking room aesthetically.
It's a lovely looking room.
But it's got no air conditioning. And I fucked up, man.
Oh, they ain't put the aircon in yet.
No aircon in yet. But yeah, that's my bad. But yeah, it's me, Darren G, how you all doing? I'm sorry about, if you're watching on the visuals, I'm in absolute state. I've been gardening.
Garden?
No, you look cool, man.
I didn't have real gardening.
Well, so we've got a new driveway put in.
Come on.
And our garden's got bigger now.
Oh, and so lucky for some.
We've got new turf and I have to water the turf. But to do that, I have to literally walk through some fucking thorn bush and get stabbed
through
my arm and leg and stuff. But I'm learning stuff about grass.
Come on.
And stuff. So you have to water it in the morning and in the night.
Trust me.
Yeah, so the water.
So you get your titch marsh on.
Yeah, so the water just stays in there and it doesn't evaporate and just soaks in and... Yes, that's what I've been doing.
I can't
walk on the grass. Yeah.
Tell me you're old, getting old without telling me you're getting old.
Yeah, my God, but that's it, man. You can next year, they may get you to do a flower show then.
Hey, exactly.
See, come on, flower show.
Hey, come on, see. Yeah, hey, get Darren Brooks.
Whatever you're doing, it's all about fertilization, isn't it? Whether it's your fucking show.
Go stay on brand. Come on.
That was nice.
Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah. But yeah, that's what we're doing. We do some fertilizing. Dear. But yeah, how's everyone been? How's everyone's...
Yeah, how was the party? I wanted to know. I was going to ask in the group, but I said, you know what?
Because you weren't there.
I weren't there, man. So I don't know how the party was.
Let's ask you, how was your event? Because you weren't at the party. We'll go on to the party.
We'll go into the party. Good. Yeah, family affairs. Family barbecue.
Yeah.
It would have been weird if I wasn't there on second thought.
It would have been mad.
Yeah, it would have been mad because it was, even though my mother-in-law was like, no, like, look, if you can't make it, don't worry, da 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 da. It would have been crazy if I wasn't there because it was quite close-knit. And obviously, it's my wife's family. It was more or less her dad's, his birthday is a week later.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like the prelude to his birthday. It was kind of like a very small... sort of family fella.
Well, he's doing bad B birthday month.
Huh?
Is he doing bad B birthday month?
No. I think only his actual birthday. He's not doing anything with the family.
Leo season. Where's your cancer season?
So it was like his brothers and then obviously their respective wives and then one of his cousins and a couple of the children and one of his tight friends. So it was very close knit. So if I wasn't there, it would have been like, right, why is...
And the thing is, you would have had to have let your son go there.
Of course, yeah.
Which means you would have been turning up to a kid's birthday party.
Yeah, we didn't want you by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. By myself. I'm in the ball pit trying to.
The other option would have been you brought the kid and then it would have been Dee set alone with her pregnant self.
Yeah, so yeah, well, where's your man and kid?
It would have all looked mad.
So I was like, you know, I should be here. I had to be here.
Was it fun? Did you have fun?
It was nice, man. Yeah, it was nice. Just food, just barbecue food, drink. The weather was temperamental, but that's British weather for you. You know what I mean? So,
Are you fully integrated in the family? As what I mean by that is, I remember I had a ex-girlfriend at the time, yeah. And I remember going to a family barbecue at her family barbecue, and her sister's husband. I always felt like it was his version of like pissing on a rug to be like, this is my territory.
Oh, right.
Oh,
he was mixed race as well, right?
Yeah.
And obviously that her family was Greek Cypriot. So in terms of like visuals, like at first he was the only kind of like other in the vicinity. And then I turn up and I was darker than him.
He was
telling all stories about how black people do things.
Yeah,
and you turned up.
Yeah, he's the top. I turned up late. I was like, "This is how we really do."
He went all the way, you know, I'm late, black time, huh? Ding, ding. Because he just comes out, right?
Fun fact: same family, same that. Yeah, I think it was his kid was getting christened. I turned up late. Yeah. I turned up as the kid was getting dunked.
Hot damn.
Anyway, and he kind of like came in, and if you know anything about like Cypriots and Greeks and Turks and all that kind of stuff, they got a lot of food. They're feeders, right? Mm. And it was obviously customary. There was bread out already, okay? And he just walked in, slumped himself on the chair, picked up a piece of bread, butted it like, what? And just munched it, right? But I'm new here, so I don't do none of that shit.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was him saying, I've been here, I'm here, like, don't fuck around kind of shit.
He's married into
a nice guy in the end. Are you able to behave like that?
Or, to a certain extent.
Here's
another one. Are you able to go to your indoors things without your missus?
Yeah. I think I've known them for years. One and two.
Nice, it's uni, isn't it?
And we stayed there for 6 months whilst we were renovating.
It had to be times.
So I've been even before I had a gig there on the coast. I had a gig in Portsmouth early in the year, and I called my father-in-law. I'm going to stop by the way, if that's okay with you. Yeah, cool. And we just hung out for a bit.
It's not that comfortable. We could just key in the door.
No, I could have, but I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, innit? You know what I mean? And it's his house. So I'll be a bit mad if, you know, someone just unannounced come to my house, regardless.
True.
I think you
should. True. You have to be like,
even though you're like making stuff at home. Yeah, I'm on my way.
I should have really like taken more notice of the name of your road when we went Leeds, because nothing would make me happier just to pull up at your house unannounced. And not even to come in, right? Just to make you think I turned up to come in and just be like, as soon as the door opened, I just go.
I can tell you where he lives. I'm just fucking with you. I can't remember the name of his road, but I remember maps and locations.
Oh, you got muscle,
I've dropped you home a few times.
It would just be for you to open the door, see me there, and then I just go, I'm just fucking around.
Now you reassured me, it's fine. You could come and do that. We could do the whole Paddy McGannis meme, McGinnis meme.
Oh, well, maybe now I'll be like, can I come in?
Stay outside.
I'll be like, I'm dying for the toilet. I knew you was around the corner. Please can I come in?
I'll bring out Nathaniel's potty. Use it on the doorstep.
I'll take a fat shit.
Work out your needs, and then.
But you're good. So if you're in a household, right, and you want a cup of tea, just hypothetically, I don't know if you drink tea, but if you want a cup of tea, are you asking to make a cup of tea, or are you just switching the kettle on?
No, I'll go down and make it. Like, I'll go down to make it. I wouldn't knock on the door. I wouldn't go knock on their bedroom door, be like, can I make a cup of tea? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, you say that you're in the living room.
I'll just go up and get.
Just go up and get.
Yeah, go up and get.
Would you announce? Would you offer to make other cups?
Nah.
No,
When we have dinner,
because I feel like I'd have to offer my own bub some tea.
Maybe because I'm selfish.
Yeah,
maybe
you're rude. Actually.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe just more me being selfish.
I got out of it at my granddad's house the other day. It was his birthday. I took because I had done there. Me and my mum went he was like, "Does anyone want tea or coffees now?" He just turned 82 innit.
Yeah.
And then normally I'd be like, "I'll go make him innit," but my son was there, and whenever he's been there before. But he has to acclimatise. It takes him a little while. Mm. So I was like, he already cried because I walked off too fast into the
living room. Oh, okay.
Just stood in one spot and cried. Yeah. So then teas and coffees question was up and I was like, ah, yeah, I'd love a coffee. I'd go and make them, but and then my mum's snitch was like, just take him with you. I had to think so fast in my feet and I'd be like, yeah, but I've got to carry him back and what if he doesn't want to move and if he's running behind me, hot drinks. I had to think so quick. Anyway, I made my 82-year-old granddad make the teas and coffees.
Did you make them good?
Yeah, decent. Yeah.
But yeah, if we're having dinner and I'm going to take my plates to the sink to start washing them, I would be like, all right, who else has done? If my father-in-law's done it, all right, I'll
take your family, your in-laws are Nigerian, yes?
Yeah.
Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
So do you bow? Do you prostrate? Do you?
I do, but then they always, especially my father-in-law, is always like, come get up, give me a hug instead.
Cool.
So nice. He's dead chill.
First name basis?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, cool.
What do you call it? Not. Pops.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's chilled enough. Yeah, they're really chilled.
Has your wife got brothers?
Younger brother.
You cool?
Yeah, easy. Yeah, we went. So that's it, because I've known them a long time. Years ago, he went to Sheffield and I had like a student conference in Sheffield. So I stayed with him during that. So I went during the day, I was at the conference and I stayed with him. But obviously it was his first year, so it was halls. So it was like a proper throwback.
How old are you at the time?
No, I was only, he's 2 years younger. So in terms of uni years, it's a year.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because I didn't go straight away to uni. So in terms of uni, it's only a year. So then he was fresh. I was basically second year uni. And we went out. And we went out and said, oh, let's go out, man. Which is obviously an odd experience, going out with your
brother-in-law.
Yeah, basically. But obviously, them family weren't.
That night is just a whole bunch of, I've got a girlfriend!
Yeah, I think I wore that on my shirt.
No one's even talking. No one's even talking to you, man. Just in case.
But also, he's also on behaviour as well. He's like, I can't go full rascal with my sister's boyfriend.
Then. Oh, I want him to. But go live your life.
Yeah, but then you might. Well, there's some crazy people. I used to play football with these two guys. So they were. What was it one? They're brother-in-laws. So yeah, one was married to the other one's sister.
Mm.
But they had no loyalty to the women in their lives.
Oh, hot damn.
And we were reckless. Blood relatives.
No, it was just pure bro code.
Oh, hot damn.
Say less.
And they were just.
That's fat. That's not in laws. That's family.
They used to tell jokes. But like, football got, yeah, because he was out. And goes, yeah. I go, but ain't he with your sister? He's just like, yeah, but.
Oh, my goodness.
But he goes, as long as he don't hit her.
I respect
the
it.
Bar is in hell.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
the bar is in hell.
That's not in hell. That's not in hell.
If you put a hand
to that's a pretty high bar.
He goes, I'll fuck him up.
No, but he's basically like, he comes home with a sad baby.
No, but his point was, he goes, what? I can't tell him not to cheat on my sister when I'm out cheating
on myself. I'm cheating on somebody else's sister.
He's basically, I'm so committed to my cheating, I will not let anything stop me cheating. That was this guy. So I'm going to have to let him cheat over there.
Fucking mental that frees the way table tennis.
For me. That's that family. That's family. At that point.
That's
you're my
family.
Best man at my wedding. One, that's because you're just a legend. Two, you know too much. I've got to make you best man.
That is crazy.
I've got to make you best man, so in case this falls apart or whatever, you feel like throwing a shot in,
isn't it?
Now you're going to be like, and you stood up there as his best man, knowing
exactly.
You're going down with me. Yeah, man. Respect it.
Right, keeping him close. That is wild. Yeah. But the night, it was all right, but we did that. Not that that was the first time experiencing racism, but we tried to go into one club and then these young guys were going in. Yeah, the four guys. Four group of white guys. They went into the club and it was just us two behind. The bouncers looked at us two, said, not tonight, lads. And that was it. Just
that top
no more
shit.
Just not tonight, lads. And I was like, woo. And you know, I didn't get mad. We were just like, we just moved on. We didn't get mad about it. We just, it was what it was. And because sometimes with those scenarios, it's almost as if you have to be the, you have to accept that by making a stand, you're going to fuck up your night.
Yeah.
And that's the annoying thing. By dealing with the racism head on, you have to accept that you're going to disrupt your whole night. You're going to enjoy yourself because you have to make a stand, whether you get the phone out, take a video, and all they're going to say is, you're not, we don't want you in. And then another part of me is that I don't want to fight for the right to get the club that you don't want me
in. Exactly, because what's the win here?
The win is people know you're racist. People still go to the club, they don't care. So it's like, oh, I'm annoyed. You didn't let me in. And you have a right to be annoyed.
Was
then,
the bouncer black or white?
No, two white guys. Two white. Skinhead as well. Didn't help their look. But
I've never not been let in on like what I think suspected racism.
Yeah.
By a white person.
Oh, you've done well on your 30 plus years in this life.
It's always a black guy.
Oh, wow. That's like Emmanuel's joke.
It's always where it's like, it'd be one black guy. If I say it's three bouts, it's like two white guys and one black guy.
Yeah.
And it'd be the black guy like, yeah, you guys ain't coming. I'm like, oh, come on, mate. What are you doing? And the two white
guys.
And the two white guys just look in the air like, we're not
involved in this. He made this on his own accord. Don't blame us. Don't use the race card. Involved.
And it's always some nonsense. Like, I can remember like every time. We were one time at uni, we got out of the cab and our mate who's inside started banging on the glass inside the club. So we waved at him, gone, yeah. So then we got to come around the front and I was like, no, you can't come in. Why? You were banging on the glass. So we weren't. And then like these two girls, he's like, oh no, they weren't. It was some guy inside. It's like, listen, we made a choice. Shut up, bitch. Yeah, he's like, you're not coming in. I was like, mate, what are you doing? Like,
and then times then, when you've planned a night out, it's the most.
And this is uni. This is uni times. This is your whole experience. And then it's like, you can't come in. And then you change to, you can't come because footwear, trainers. And then looked right in, there's like some guy and some like literally like Reebok Classics.
Yeah.
There's white Reebok Classics, white guys. Like, what about him? And the guy like turned around, just like, we're not talking about him. I was like, fucking hell, man.
And you can't argue people that continually move the goalpost.
Yeah.
So I've only not been let in one time to my memory. And it was at a venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
New Cross.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And I was about 20, and whatnot, and we pulled up, and it's like Eastern European bouncer was like, "You're not coming in," and we were like, "Why? Can you at least give us a reason?" He's like, "You're just not coming in," and we were like, "Oh, that's a shame." And then we kind of.
I think that hurts them more if you give them nothing.
Yeah, we were like, "Bit out of order. We've done nothing wrong, and you're gonna take our IDs and whatnot." So. And so we walk off and I can't remember who was like, just wait. And then he walked around the corner, maybe to go on break or whatever. And we walked back to the door, different bouncers hadn't seen us. When we were like, he was like, IDs, get my IDs, walked in. It was
laughing.
Amazing.
Did you see the guy inside the club? I'd have been like, hey, bitch.
No, I would have been like.
No, and when I left, I would have been like, I'll put a full Martin Keogh against Rupert by this story. Just jump
in. But I remember one time in Clapham with my cousin, it was to go Aqua.
Oh, yeah.
And we were stood in line to get in, and we were just seeing bare people get turfed. Like, what the fuck? And then we realised it was because of the footwear they had on. Now, everyone in the group had on black-soled footwear, apart from one brother.
We were on
white-soled, and they were like, anyone white-soled ain't coming in there.
Wow, what specific
What was that rule? Definition that is too casual?
I don't know. We were a bit burst at this point. Yeah. So all we know is my man's not getting in, right? And so we were trying to think, what should we do?
Oh, he's in your group?
He's in our group.
Oh,
what
snap.
Should we do? What should we do? Like, we're getting closer and closer to line.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know where they got it from, but I think I know what they did.
So, again, I can't remember whose idea it was, but we were like, yo, put your socks on over your trainers.
That isn't what I thought you were going to do.
That is crazy.
We're like, what kind of socks you got? And he was like, black. So I put them on over your trainers, right?
I didn't like just the soles. No.
He's covered his whole
trainer. I want to know what a sober bouncer is seeing when he looks at someone with socks on top of their trainers.
He's put his whole sock that over his trainer. Not just over the soles, like his the laces whole, are covered.
Yeah.
That is and, too funny.
You know, when you get into the front and you're just trying not to act prang, you're just like... gone. And we're like, yes, you fucking did it, right? Here's me thinking, as soon as he gets in, he's going to take the socks off. And I didn't, like I say, we're burst, innit? But 2.5 hours go by, and obviously, sometimes in your group, you disperse and come back together, innit?
Yeah, no doubt.
So one tune must have come on, everyone's headed back to the middle.
Ski, yeah. Man.
And we've gone back to the middle. I've seen him. Man starts it. And I've looked down. And I've gone, yo, he's still got a socks on. He's got one, like, bottle or whatever, and he's just like, yeah, done not sucks.
Crazy.
Oh my goodness. Wild, yeah. wild.
Oh man.
Alright, let's we got some serious agenda.
Yeah, you got some agenda, especially about the party.
Yeah, it's a party. I didn't even take it's a party. Yeah, good. Party's good.
For listeners, this is
Zadie's third birthday party.
When with Wandy. Don't know if you saw it.
Yeah,
with
Wandy. Yeah, it was Wandy. went exactly as planned. Because our worry was like we had to turn like family away in the sense of like
on the door.
Not turn them away, but like, I said to my, and it wasn't like there was any resistance, but I said to my mum, sister and stuff, like, oh, like, you're not invited to this part. Reason being is because our friends are coming and we want Zadie to actually just play with her friends. Like, we, you know, don't want her to see her auntie, see her nanny, be like, oh, I'm just going to hang with you and be all shy and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're friends coming. We want to just be a just kid and just focus on that. And,
and that was very much the case, I think.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I think I saw her like twice.
Yeah, same. I saw her three times.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was proper in the ball.
She was just in there. And then like each time I caught her, she was talking to her friend and stuff. Mm. And I was like, that's what I want. Mm. That's what for your party. Because yeah, at that age, you don't know. It could be a coin toss. You put all this stuff together and then they have a meltdown as soon as they get in. And
yeah,
they're
just sat and not wanting
to talk to anyone. Like, I've taken her to parties and it's taken her ages to warm up.
Mm.
I had to get into it. And then, you know, she's had a bit of like, food and now she wants to go and it's like we've got 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
And you spend
yeah.
all this time crying at the top of the slides and stuff. It's just like, so yeah, this time she was like, nah, I've gone.
Oh,
she saw
stuff.
Like two or three friends from nursery. She's like, yeah, fuck you guys. I've gone.
I'm out of it.
Yeah. So yeah, it was good. That was nice. It was nice people came. Thanks for the presents. We're trying to work out if Kazim was the one who got this present because he didn't write his name. On anything.
Dun,
he didn't bring a card.
So let me...
not me. I don't care they didn't bring a card.
Yeah.
It's just, if you did bring a card, then we know who the fuck got the present.
Yeah, there facts. There we go. Facts. And
What's the explanation,
So bro? I'll give my side, and then you tell me what you... If the gift you think is the one I got.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you another part to that, all right?
Cool.
Cool. So, obviously... I've jumped in the group chat. I said, yo, what do you want?
Yeah, you went direct with it.
Yeah, just kind of like freeballing on kind of assuming like, do you want, like, I don't know, innit? I'm a guy. Yep. I'm a guy through and through. I'm just kind of like I'm talking to Darren for like his birthday. Like, he's like, you talk to like your nephew or something like, what do you want? Like money or something. What do you want? I put money in the card. What do you want? Respectfully, of course. And then obviously, like we spoke about last episode, there was a list. And when I pulled up, I said to Darren, thank God for that list, because I might have been pulling up here with nothing if it wasn't for that list.
Mm.
Like, I'm one of the most organized people ever. And that kind of stuff I'm unorganized with. So, saw the list. That gave me another problem. Because there was bare stuff on the list. And I was like, what do I want to get? So I'm just looking at the list.
So you became, oh my
God. I started not over-analyzing it, but I was like, okay. I was like, do I get one of these books? Or do I get a toy? Or do I get this? And then I seen some other stuff that I saw previously. I said, shit, now it's already reserved. Fuck, okay, cool. Got to get a move on. So I saw something, did it, boom, 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 ordered it, came. And then on the day, Whatever the situation is, you know, that I've spoken about previously, we all came as a family, right? So I've said to Cherie, she was like, have you got the gift? And I was like, yeah. I see the bag, because, like, I'm not a rapper, innit? So just need a bag, please. So she got the bag, and then I pulled up to the house, and she's like, "Have you got a card?" And I was like, "Nah."
Card on the list.
And I was like, really hoping. And I was like, really hoping, like, on the way, or even like on a turn off from the motorway, that you're just thinking, like, I'll see somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Convenience store somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. No, didn't see nothing.
It's like cash points and toilets.
Yeah.
This is like, fine,
so
I get some money.
So we got there, and I was like, there's no card. Too late to turn back now. So went inside, saw Darren straight away, and I was like, "Look, this is this is my bag. This is this is our bag, right? This is from me and the kids and Sheree. Mm. This is from us. Just so you know. But I've been where you've been. Like after Kazai's birthday, there's just shit in the house.
And then it's just like
trying to remember what card went with what. I'm sure we was meant to send out thank yous. I think I was in charge of that." I think I put something on Instagram. It's no disrespect. I love everyone that came, but
he just said that his next gig. Just like, yeah. Shout out to everyone who came to his birthday party.
He did glee in Birmingham. He said, "Thank you to everyone that came to my son's dinner."
Normally, comedians end their set with asking them to follow them on Instagram. Not me. I want to thank everyone that rolled out to my son's birthday / christening. Which was none of you guys. And then we put it on the side and had a great time. And that was that. Had a great time. I really enjoyed. Naomi reminded me a lot of my mum that day.
Because
she was like, "It's really hot in here, isn't it?" But we just turned up. She was like, "It's warm." And then she was like, "No, it's really, really hot. I'm going to complain." And I thought, like, when it was over, and then I saw someone come in, and she was like, "Excuse me," and I was like, "I'm out of it because I know what's
going on." That excuse me, yeah, get you on.
Now, listen, I'll tell you now: if Naomi wasn't black, she'd be Karen. She's a Karen. She is a black Karen. She doesn't like fun. So it's like other people have been
fun. How is it on dinner dates?
Do you know that people just getting off their business? What's like?
If you're standing at dinner date, you go out for a meal and there's something wrong with your meal, you're like, it's fine. They brought out the wrong starter or whatever it is.
Not even my meal or her meal. When we was on holiday once, she wanted to tell a little boy in the eye line to stop fidgeting. That's her.
Hey.
So she, I was hey. Like, and I was like, "Yo, you
yeah, the school
you
now.
You don't own the restaurant. You can't control the restaurant." She's like, "No, but what?" She's like, "I hate repetitive movement." The boy was like sat there, like banging spot on the table.
Repetitive movement. Dad.
Yeah, she can't stand it. So if
she doesn't look after any autistic children.
If I'm sat like this next to her, like this, she would punch my hand.
Oh wow.
She'd be like, "What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop what?" And then I'll sit there and just like.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I was like, and I always joke going, "I think you're autistic." I was like, "You're on the spectrum. You're on the spectrum. Because you can't cope with things like this." Like,
that is wild. Yeah. Seriously.
Mad. Yeah. So complaining about heating, like, in my head, it's like in her wheelhouse of things, like, yeah, that's a valid one.
Yeah.
I let you get that one off. It's hot in here. I let you get that one off.
Damn. So she let him have it there and then. That's true. So whilst we're feeling the heat, let's get the complaint
out. Let's get the play out now.
Was you fed?
Yeah.
Because that was something you wanted to bring to the pod, wasn't it? About feeding
Wait,
adults.
Let's conclude this though.
Oh, yes. So, was it Sweet Potato?
Now, here's my caveat to that.
Well, context for the listeners.
Now, I don't know after I bought it.
What did you buy?
The gift.
Or you just bought it and said, I don't know what this is.
I saw it and I was like,
I don't know what this is.
Because obviously, like, it's your friend and their wife and their child. I'm saying this with just, this is who I am. And I was like, I don't want to buy a book.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then I saw toys were gone. So then I saw like this toy and I'm going to check now. And because you said the name, it sparked something in my head. I think that's what I got.
Yeah, right? It's an animation.
Yeah, Super Tato. It's like a...
Yeah. So, but if I'm being honest with you...
You still don't know.
And this is no disrespect, but I swear to God, I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
Do you know how many times I've bought gifts to people, whether it's friends, family, like ex-girlfriends at the time, they literally be standing in front of me going, "Well,
I'm like, well, what? Like, well, I was like, what do you think of my necklace? I'm like, yeah, it's all right. They're like, you got it for me. I'm like, oh shit.
I've been buying so many gifts.
I was like, oh, I did that. I don't know. I didn't even know. No, but it's that thing of, it's that they've asked for something specific.
I've
Yeah, done.
I've sent it. What's your address again?
You ticked it off your list.
I just sent it.
Just, yeah. Respectfully.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that's what they wanted. I wanted what to they
get,
wanted.
Like, I think it was clear I'm wanting to get you guys something. One, friends and just kids and stuff like that. Two, it's a party, it's someone's birthday.
Yeah, you got can't come. So,
and like I was like, let me know, innit? Because it was on my head being like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got the Super Tato talking teddy bear.
There you go. Cool. Well, to let you know, he has had that in the car for all the time.
Oh, there you go. Sweet.
Come on.
Yes. And she doesn't like Zavi touching it.
Oh, damn. He better fall back.
Mad possessive over it.
I'm glad.
Yeah, man. But actually, one of those few things on the agenda, but one thing I do want to talk about. So, obviously, me, Kazim was there, and I was talking about Project Yamal.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
She was.
Oh, we've updated it.
And I was
it.
Waiting for this to come
we've
back.
We've updated
on,
it.
And now I'm going to put my glass on. Carry on.
Project Yamal. Yeah. Because the next day, I was taking Zavi football.
Oh, wow. Yeah. As in, like, when you say football, what do you mean? Just take him to the park and kick him about, or there's a team, or?
No, trials for Real Madrid.
I didn't know they scouted Hertfordshire at 1 year old.
their network is very wide. They're trying to get in early.
Hot damn.
Now,
I just want to say, I'm putting this glass on for one reason, and you'll see in a minute.
So, the reason to football is not actually a desire of mine. It's that he just likes kicking a ball. He likes balls. He likes kicking balls, like playing balls. So,
Pause.
Sorry.
It wasn't. So, it's just because.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But, and Naomi said, no, you've got to take him to football because he was at nursery and the nurseries are joined into a primary school. And when they might be playing on the field and running around, he ran to the fence and got upset that he couldn't get on the other side of the fence where there was year twos and year threes playing football.
Oh, wow. Okay. So showing an interest.
Yeah. And the few times the nursery people gone, oh, he really, really likes football. You know, that's what I was like, wow, take him. So, in the house, I've seen him kick a ball.
Yeah.
I've seen him dribble with a ball.
Oh, wow.
Not like amazingly, but he's walked and dribbled with the ball. So now, like typical kids, anytime I try to film him, he'll be doing it. As soon as I film him, he just walk away from the ball, do something else, pick it up.
Yeah.
So now, because Eames there, I'm like, yeah, you can kick the ball, but what's this? You know what? And then, like, put the ball in front of him. And the first time you pick it up. I think the second time he walked away. And then later on in the day, he caught the ball and he kicked.
No, second time.
Second
you
time.
You blocked him going anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, I kicked him in the chest. Oh.
Hey, you gonna be a star, boy?
He tried leaving the little playpen. I was like, no!
And
just hooked him with my foot.
That's funny.
And kicked him in the chest.
I want to add in there, Darren didn't have shoes. We were in the soft play.
I did have shoes. I had socks.
Shoes on him.
And yeah, I kicked him into cushions. It was fine.
Yeah.
And then he had the ball at his feet. And
no babies were harmed in Project.
No, in Project Yamal. And then he kicked him with his right foot and his left foot.
Oh, wow.
In front of Kazim.
Mm.
And Kazim went, no.
Couldn't believe it.
No.
That was the reason I had these glasses.
What did it show your disbelief?
Let's just snap them off.
I do not disbelieve anything Darren said up until that final sentence, okay? I believe Zavi kicks the ball. I believe he kicks it with both feet.
Mm.
What I also believe is I didn't witness that.
I didn't see what you're claiming to see, sir.
What I saw was Zavi running in a direction.
Yep.
Darren kicked the ball in his direction, and just by coincidence, the ball hit his left and right foot in his stride.
Oh, wow. Saying that, he's just walking back.
This is a good friend I am. Darren said, did you see that? I said, I saw it, yeah. But I'm going to let you have this today. Because this is your day.
Hot damn.
And we're going to discuss this on Monday.
Woo! So, in anticipation of this...
Have we got video evidence?
I had to come with evidence.
You got to record?
I had to come with evidence.
All I want to say before you play this, right?
Come on.
Is I believe you. I believe you.
Yeah.
But like I said, I believe I didn't see it that day.
And we need to get this. You need to make sure this is included in the clip that we're going to get.
I hear that.
Because the thing
I'm not saying he's a liar.
Men lie, women lie, videos don't.
I'm not saying Darren's a liar. I'm just saying we believe we saw different things that day.
I hear that.
Now I need to see it.
Right, so this is video one. So obviously I'm filming him. It's like, right, what are you doing?
Oh, he's got braids.
Stop talking to the other kids. You're here to football. Focus.
Ooh.
It's confused. Either which ball to go for, but...
Ooh.
He's like, two balls. Nah, I'm done.
He's finding the space.
He's like, look, feed me the ball. You missed that. He's like, nah, fuck that. Come on, Xavi. Come on, let's go. Score. Put it in the bottom corner. Left foot. All right, then.
Ooh! Hey, that must be fuel
for you.
There is. Another little dribble.
He fully came in a kit. So you got him a full kit and everything.
No, so that was Zadie's kit from when she went to... he's low attention span, this kid. But his baby ballers. So Zadie used to go when she was younger.
I mean, look into that for me.
But her issue, because they're little, so it's hard for them to concentrate, do the activities. Mm. But the difference between them two is his distraction is, I just want to kick the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the activities. I don't want to listen. I just want to run. And there's another ball. I'm going to run, pick up the ball, and kick it.
Mm.
Zadie, on the other hand, was like, I want to sit in the goal. And I want to, there's a crash mat. I want to climb on the crash mat and lay on it. I was just like, oh, come on, let's do football. Snack. That was Zadie. So I was like, I don't think football's for Zadie. And Naomi's like, Darren, look, you don't do many things with the kids. Why are you like being negative? You're always trying to find a way out of stuff. I was like, you haven't come to this. I go, you need to see. She goes, no, are you being encouraging? Are you like being, so Naomi, I'm telling you now, you take her and see if you get any better results. Mm. I can't remember what I was doing that morning, but I think I might be like down at Comedia or something. So that Saturday morning. So I see Naomi later the day goes, how's football? She goes, yeah, that doesn't seem point taking her anymore. I'm just like, yes,
straight
I fast. Told you. I told
you. Needs to see it to believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Whereas this guy is just like, I think he's probably one of the youngest there, so I was like,
we took Alani football a few times, and it became, and like they were the people that ran it were like really standoffish with you paying money at first because they were like, just do it for a couple of weeks, they're on it.
we don't want to take money.
And she was like, she had grew a passion for football because I liked football, and stuff like that. And in the house, and stuff like that, She's a brute.
Right.
2 foot challenges.
Oh,
whatever,
wow.
Like, to me. We got to football and it was just like a different person. And this day and age, I would definitely be the dad on the sideline being like, the fuck are you doing? Get in the mixer. Yeah. Stop standing around. I used to pull her to one side and just pretend they're me. Stop. Bodying people.
Yeah. Because
I was like, I don't think you got the tech for middle or last third.
Mm.
You're a defender.
I see, it's just brought brute.
I was like, you got the size for your age. You've got the tenacity. I've seen you. Like, when I've got the ball, you're determined to get the ball. Go. Do whatever you want to do. Go.
I like that.
And it just fantastic, you know, like fantastic trainer.
Yeah, got good engine.
Game day, no results.
Oh, wow.
One of those times where they're always picked for the team.
Yeah,
training. And you're there just watching going, what must they do in training that they keep on getting picked for this team?
Jordan Henderson.
And then we kind of found, we kind of found their
help
niche.
With the cones.
We found their niche. He's really good at swimming. swimming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she enjoys that. Oh, good. But me being a guy, me being a former sportsman, I was like, as soon as we found out she was good at swimming, I was like, so do you want to do like a gala? Do you want to...
Like, do you want to win at swimming?
Yeah, do you want to race people?
Right now, you're just swimming just to be in the water.
Yeah. And she was like, she's just started swimming.
No, I hear that, but like,
yeah, but like, do you want to race?
There's so many different races, especially at the Olympics, on like this breaststroke.
Yes, yeah, like, but I was just like,
this.
So, like, what are you doing it for? Like, oh, what to
like fun
to survive if you are in the water? When, yeah. What to live? No, do you want a gold medal or not? But yeah, she does that every Thursday and stuff like that. She went with the school. She did an intensive course with the school.
Nice.
And then her swimming came on leaps and bounds.
So could she swim at all before the intensive swimming?
No.
And then she learned.
And then they were doing it weekly with the school, and the school was just like, you know what, Bundes. Every class group is getting a 2-week intensive course where you do it like every day.
Oh, brilliant.
You go every day. And then she went back to her swimming lessons, and the teacher was like, what happened?
Leaps and bounds, yeah.
She was progressing gradually, but like she's a full swimmer now.
Yeah.
Till they upgraded her to the big pool.
Yeah.
Shit like that. So she's good at swimming. I would love my son to be like a footballer.
Yep.
Or something like that. But actually, the day of your party, let me know that I reckon if he's going to do anything athletic at this point, the signs he's showing, he's going to try and fuck people up. See, UFC.
Well, the UFC, oh, you think combating sport?
Something. He needs to fuck someone up because.
That's my thing about UFC now, isn't it? Because I think when your kid was like, you see a kid that's kind of aggressive or good with like physically, yeah. It would have been like, oh, like either going to be boxing or one of the martial arts. But now people's like, one martial art.
Mixing these bitches.
If you're going to do one, it's going to be Brazilian Jiu Jitsu.
But I don't want him to play rugby because I just feel like he might have a better shot at it than me because I know the game.
Would you be more pro MMA than rugby?
Yeah, that's mad. That's both of them are like,
yeah.
Son.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know why? Because if you want to take it seriously, it's on you.
What, MMA compared to rugby?
Yeah, like team sports. Like, I'm sure there's the same thing in solo sports, but there's like team sports, there's a lot of politics and there's a lot of competition just to get into your team.
See what you mean.
Whereas like if you were to be a boxer or something,
it's
just you and you've got to go out there and beat the person. Regardless of that, you've got to get a
good team around you though.
Of course, but you still got to, it's like, you don't have to, once you're in there, you're not relying on anyone else, you're not relying on a manager to pick you.
You
beat the person that's in front of you,
you
start to progress.
Mm.
You beat enough people, you progress enough times, you win enough things. Like Alani's dad was English champion, European champion, something like that. He was a boxer.
Okay.
But had to he was medically retired.
Mm.
Would you let him train?
No.
Because that'd be mad.
That would be mad.
And one day he may be like, because I mean, we try to fight you with those skills.
I'd be like, yo, why are you sparring my son? Why are you sparring my son for, bro?
That is proper movie script. That
of
is,
course, yeah. It's sick.
A good sketch.
Both Kazim and him in the corner. Both corner.
Just fighting each other for advice.
Yeah.
A dad with limited experience and then...
I'd be like this. I need to get your fucking gloves on.
Because I was like, it's round three. He's down on points. Like, what should I do? Kasim starts talking. He's like, Dad, please shut up. I need to
win.
It's like John Fury, isn't it? Yeah. So I just stop talking.
It's on my balls.
Oh. Guess dads mean nothing these days, you know?
Kasim's just headbutting people at press conferences.
Oh, because he banged your mum first. Okay, cool.
Oh
my goodness.
I hit it first.
Bitter.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That is sick.
Would you let him So, future guaranteed. Would you let him train Keziah if he's going to become undisputed?
No.
What?
What?
No.
Your ego is mad.
Yeah, that's
no,
your ego
I'll tell you this,
is crazy.
I'll tell you this,
be fair, we don't know enough about
the guy.
That situation. Right.
And that's what I was going to say. From, look, he may actually be being
a really good dad, right?
Yeah. There's the A side, there's the B side, and then there's the truth, right?
Right.
Okay. And what I know, and certain things that I've been able to kind of witness from a distance, no.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. There's more to it than just him being a good boxer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
fair enough. Okay, that's respectful.
If it was a situation, like, I can't remember who I was talking to the other day, but they're not with their son's mom, and they're cool with the new guy, and it's like a really the net, and it could have been like when I was with Cherie, like there was never an opportunity for us to all be cool and figure this thing out.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm,
So it's not one of them where it's kind of like, yeah, he's a cool guy. He's got a ton of boxing experience. You in a box. Go box with
him. Yeah. It's a bit more muddy than that.
Without saying too much, I'd be like, I don't trust you with my kid. I don't trust you with
your kid.
From what I know.
Yeah. Oh, what damn.
Yeah. Okay. From what I know. And like I always say, there's always their side, the other side, and the truth.
Yeah.
But from what I know.
That ain't the boxer trainer you want.
I won't let you walk my dog.
Hot damn.
I hear you.
Yeah. But anyway, in the smaller kids soft play bit, there was like a boxing bag.
Yeah. He had little three punch.
And like, if my son sees the ball, he'll say ball, he'll pick it up and he'll fucking launch it as hard as he can.
Mm.
And then we went up there to the boxing bit, to where the boxing bag was, and I was like, hey, look, and I punched it. I went, and he came straight up to it and went, and I was like,
oh,
that's the first thing sports wise I've ever shown you that you've done.
Yeah.
And then now, like, since that day, I put my hands up. He'll be like, he won't do it for long. Four quick punches. And he's like, I'm going to go pick my nose or something. But it's in there.
He's got a four punch combo. Oh, right.
He's got the four piece.
I'll tell you
now.
He's got a four wings and chips.
Yes, sir. No one in the Pampers Championship has got four piece combo at the moment.
That is, listen.
You're going to be Pampers champion.
Hey, come on.
Huggies champion.
We're taking
Huggies. Unify the belts, Huggy and Pampers.
I might do a picture. That's a good idea. Next week or whatever, I'm gonna come in with a pick, and he'll have it, and I'll be
come on.
Taking on all challenges in the under twos weight class. Let's go, boy. You know.
Oh dear.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it was thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you very much. I think I caught a bit of an unintended stray.
Oh no, what happened? I fucked up.
No. And in my head, I feel like it's not irrelevant, but like I think Naomi said to Cherie,
yeah,
oh, sorry, it's sad to hear about you and Kazim. And Cherie came up to me and was like, yeah, Naomi said sorry to hear about you and Kazim. And I was like, okay. She was looking at me like, how do they know? And I was like, I think Naomi listens to the podcast. And then my friends. And I went outside to have a cigarette. She was like, don't go anywhere. And I was like, why? She was like, in case anyone asks me any more questions. I was like, if they ask you questions, fucking answer them. You know? And then it just turned into a thing. I was like,
oh, sorry.
No. It's not your fault. I was just like,
I mean, I know it's not. But
don't look at me.
It's not Naomi's fault either. Has anyone ever done something like this to you when they're like, that Pepsi's blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I know.
But they hold it. That Pepsi's blue.
Yeah, it tastes good too.
It's like, what do you to do with that? Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? Just cut. It's what? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that equivalent was more of, I've got that Pepsi's blue, and then she's gone, why are you telling people the Pepsi's blue?
Yeah.
It's like, they could see it, everyone knows.
Yeah.
Those
are standard, bro. And I was just like,
yeah, because did she not think you would have told me?
But Cherie's heard the podcast.
But no podcast.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, no podcast exists.
Not to tell your friends.
You just told me.
It's a bizarre. I was
like, looking at it, like, why are you shocked?
It's a bizarre request.
why did you, like...
But then it was almost in her head, is it almost like, because you've come together as a unit, is she thinking, for other people, you guys are playing families, so to speak, but then at home, it is what it is.
I don't think so, because...
Yeah, because Naomi's comment was after us, like, oh, no, it's really good that they like came together.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Even, I'm saying the fact that you guys can come as a unit.
We're definitely not putting up a facade, but it was like trying to do family shit still together.
This is good, which is really good. Which is really good.
And yeah, because in another...
I just walked outside and had a cigarette. I was like,
no, because in another world, that's the thing of like, that's a nice thing for Kazai to come to and say you're too busy to come. It's like, is Shireen now comfortable enough to come? Otherwise, so then he doesn't come. You see what I mean? It's like, it's like if you don't keep that up.
Absolutely. Like,
100%. 100%. Yeah. I just don't... I think she didn't think it would come up and it came up and
well, that is also... Naomi is like... she's like... like Piers Morgan.
That's
funny. She's like, it's, she doesn't do it out of like any kind of awkward. She doesn't feel the awkwardness. So she's like, oh, I don't if that was me, it's a genuine thing of her thinking. If that was me, I want someone to say
clear
to
the
me,
air.
Oh, like sorry to hear because I've gone through something. So I want you to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Something's happened.
Absolutely.
But it wouldn't even cross the mind that maybe they don't want to talk about it. Like, why wouldn't they want to talk about it? But it's happened.
I just thought,
he's too real.
Did you think you was never going to get a question about this from anybody? Like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like her mum's come up to me and said shit in the past.
About the fact that you two...
Yeah. So I was like, do you think that was never going to happen?
Why
are you bringing this up to me?
Right.
Just answer the question or respectfully say... I don't want to answer the question. There's not going to be any bad vibes.
No doubt.
And also, why are you telling me this shit at a kid's party? I don't care.
You just want to vibe with your boy?
I don't care, yeah.
Was there was food for adults? You fed everyone?
Food for adults? Yeah. Because me and I were having a debate about whether there should be food for adults at a kid's party. So obviously, her second birthday, that's more like a housewarming. There was lots of
food.
So we had proper... food there.
I trust and believe I know that.
But this part,
we're
just like, I'm not sure. We're not sure if we should or not.
Did you get a caterer?
No, we had to just order pizza.
But it wasn't
really for the adults. It was just we ordered pizza. Kids eat first, and then if there's food after, it's just like, yeah, help yourselves and stuff. So I don't know about how much food we should.
Did you go there anticipating food, like in your schedule?
No.
Had you had breakfast and...
Oh, this is where we have like, a conversation.
No. I think I ate...
Did you consciously be like, let me eat because I'm not going to eat there?
I don't eat big in a day anyway. Like, I can go quite a while without eating. But no, I didn't go there intending to be like, oh, they didn't have any food for us. I didn't go there expecting... I remember there was a question about any allergies. I don't think I answered. Because no one had allergies.
No.
I'm just bad at that shit. So even if my kids did, fuck it. Happy Ben time. But no.
Interesting. Because I think if you go to a kid's shindig as an adult, you know that adults are going to be there. And they will, because they have to be there. The kids won't be there otherwise. And then you're going to feed the children. Obviously, the children are the priority. A little sign for the adult, yeah, won't go amiss. I think I'll be miffed if I went to a children's function. And then they're like, I'm like, where's the munch? You're like, what munch? What do you mean, what munch?
What, you said if there was no food for adults?
Yeah.
What munch?
Yeah, I'll be like, all right, man. So am I going to be sharing fish fingers with my boy now? Because I'm here.
No, there's no fish fingers for you. They're all for your boy.
Yeah. No, that's a problem for me. That's the problem
firm,
for me.
I think
that's Nigeria, did you?
I mean, if you're going to ask people to convene...
You need too much food at a party.
Yeah, I think if you're going to ask people to convene, there needs to be some food and beverages.
We ask you to bring your child.
No, I have to be there.
There's no stew here.
No. I never need the strong stuff. Because I went to... well, at the baby shower, I went to a baby shower a few weeks ago. And yeah, so just Ghanaian and Colombian baby shower. And yeah, they had little nibble sweets. And then
jollof
little...
and cocaine.
Okay, that's very crazy. That's very crazy. Good cocaine. It's good,
Well, watch out, man. The cocaine is spicy.
Cocaine, man.
Crazy.
The cocaine.
Yeah. Pablo Escobar finished that country, boy.
It's called pretty.
How is that your PR? Your biggest export.
I used to work with some Colombian girl. She fucking hated it.
Yeah.
She hates it.
Pablo Escobar Tunde.
He's even got naked.
Same.
Jay Rice had some noodles. They even had jerk chicken. I don't know why Jamaican made an appearance.
Big batty,
mac and cheese. Plantain, yeah, I was eating good, boy. So that's a baby shower. The baby's living here yet. So if I go to a kid's shindig, but that's just me anyway. Maybe I want too much. So Kazim doesn't mind. I'm the baby food boy.
I'm zero expectation of food.
Also, after Kazai's birthday, I was like, this food thing is a myth, blood. Like.
Well, that's why you can't ask people to convene unless you're prepared to cater for them, though.
No, it's a myth, fam. Yeah, next time it's like BYOL or whatever, bro.
That was the trauma of having it at the house the year before. It was like, we're having it in a confined, defined space.
Yeah.
And this is for kids just to play. I will put a little bit of food on the side for when the kids get hungry. And there'll be some nibbles for adults to help themselves.
Did you have any questions?
No, it's just people. It's just usual thing. Parents are being too polite. So there was food there. Like there was like cookies and brownies and crudités and all that stuff. The soft drinks for adults to have as well. And then people just kind of just stare. It's like, guys, you know you can help yourself to this bit. They're like, oh, no, it's okay. And then they're kind of like, oh, I'll eat a cookie and stuff. But there's
people are too nice, man. Me, I'd have been like, boy, I'd have been already there.
You're
man.
Ready to come about your son.
I'd have been there without my son eating cookies. Who's this man? I'm here for some milk and cookies.
Oh, dear, man. But no, it was funny, man. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and then we always have this, not particular back and forth. We sat